Blog Talk Radio.
Salamone mal, arsu befit, bonetna.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purpose. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without, She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes, yes, yes. Erev Tov. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. This is Yadin here. Rastafari Wisdom Wednesday here. We're at the 23rd, the last weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding here in the second book in the Sefer Shemot, also known as Exodus. Here, Pekudei, the sums, the accounts, picking up with that here, as well as Psalm 55, according to the royal order, today's daily psalm, Psalm 55. But here, the evening psalm for this fourth day that the Gentiles, they call Wednesday here, the fourth day of the seven, here, the evening psalm, Psalm 94.
Right here. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. when I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, 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 yes. Lord, I and I, God, shall cut them off. So we have Psalm 94. Interesting, that's the Wednesday psalm, and it differs from the other evening psalms. And these psalms are said to have been chanted even when the temple of Jerusalem still stood up to 70 AD. And here, even diaspora, I and I chant these psalms, just in the evening psalms. What's interesting is a psalm of a plea for divine judgment. One may say it's a vengeance psalm. You know, from the beginning, El Nikamot, Yahuwah, El Nikamot, Hofiah, O Jehovah, thou El, almighty power to whom vengeance belongeth. Thou El Nikamot, the El, the almighty power of vengeance is how the Hebrew brings it out, but thou God to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. So this psalm, which differs from the other evening psalms for the 7 days, and what's interesting is they say this psalm, these psalms are chanted in the temple before that prophecy of Robeinu Adonenu Yeshua came to pass, one stone will not remain upon another. Here at the Wednesday, we get this vengeance psalm, you know, here at Wednesday. You know, and why I say it's so interesting, because in Daniel's prophecy, it says how Messiah, Moshiach, will be cut off in the midst of the week using, you know, these types here, even in scripture, and how of the seven evening psalms, this psalm differs in theme being a plea, chavarim, a plea for divine, for divine judgment. And what's that verse? What's that verse? That verse, who will rise up for I against the evildoers? Who will stand up for I and I against the workers of iniquity? It's a vengeance psalm, chavarim, chavarim, hear, hear, hear. Yes, sister Aisha, come with it, it's a vengeance. For I and I against ye evildoers, who will stand up for I and I against the workers of iniquity, antiquity, yes, 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 plea for divine, divine judgment, psalm for the fourth day evening, the evening psalm for the fourth day they call Wednesday, and here, according to the royal order, we have today's daily psalm. That was psalm 94 right there. That was Sister Aisha right there with Child Vengeance. As the 94th psalm, the Wednesday evening psalm for the fourth day, the middle of the week, is a plea for divine judgment. Here, 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 today's daily psalm.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 55.
Mizmor nun he.
Psalm 55.
Mizmor nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he. Lam natseach binginot maskil le David. 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 David.
Give ear to my prayer, O God. God.
Ha'azina Elohim tefillati, tefillati, tefillati.
And hide not thyself from my supplication.
Ve'al tit'allam mittechinnati.
Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise, make a noise, make a noise.
Arid besichi ve'ahima 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 ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast in. For they cast in iniquity upon me, 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 within me, and the terrors of death, 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 the terrors of death. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh that I had wings, oh that I had dulled, 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 that I had dulled. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 55, and the theme, Haberim, treachery denounced. Here, here, look, Ray Matune, Dennis, the Prince of Reggae. Yes, I, Brown, Bloody City.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Why yo? The bloody city that is filled with liars, robbers, and thieves. Woe be unto the bloody city that's filled with liars, robbers, and thieves. Depart from evil and do good.
Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless them.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, Gevir, O Yisrael, hear, for the 23rd sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for Pekudei, the sum, the account, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, the book of names, here picking up with Exodus chapter 38, here at verse 21 for the 23rd sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath the sum, Sabbath the accounts. Hear, 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 Hebrew first words right here for this 23rd Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. Exodus chapter 38, verse 21, here for the last Torah portion here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew first words right here. Eile Fikudei Hamishkana Mishkana Ha Edut Asharapukada Alpi Moshe Evadata Halloween Biyada Itamar Ben Aharon Ha Kohain. This is the sum. Eile Fikudei, these Fikudei, the sum, the accounts, Eile Fikudei, Hamishkan, these, this is the sum of the tabernacle, even, of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, of Moshe, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. Eile fikudei hamishkan mishkana ha'eduta ashera pukada alpi Moshe evadata halloween biyada itamar ben Aharon ha'kohen. These are the accounts. Eile, these, Fikudei, the accounts, the sum, Fikudei, Eile, Fikudei, HaMishkan, these are the accounts of the Mishkan, Eile, Fikudei, HaMishkan, Mishkan, HaEdut. Even the tabernacle, the Mishkan, the dwelling, ha-edut of the edut, ha-edut of the testimony, eile fikudei ha-mishkan, mishkan, ha-edut, asher pukad alpi Moshe, as they were rendered, asher pukad alpi Moshe, according to the, upon the, be, the mouth, alpi, alfi, Moshe, according to the commandment, according to the mouth, alpi, Moshe, according to the mouth of Moses, the commandment of Moses, alpi, Moshe, Evodat, Evodat, Halloween, through the service of the Elohim, the Levites, Biyad Itamar, by the Yad, by the hand of Itamar, the son of Aaron, the priest, Ben Aharon, HaKohen. Hear, 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 to fulfill the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. We have this 23rd sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath Pekudei, for Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath the sum, Sabbath the accounts.
Shall abide in that time.
That was Ross Clamps with his version of Cha Tabernacle, Tell Me Who Ja, classic culture. That was Ross Clamps right there. And here, Scroll of the Levite,
never stop healing things to Lassie I. For I know he's the guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop healing things to Lassie I. Healing I, Father for all above us unite. Yeah. Every day Babylonians with their masquerade and parade. Drop out, and all the Jews them I tell them can't get me off the road, me road. Oh, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie I. Oh, I know he's a guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie I.
Shine, a.k.a. Moshe Levi, here speaking on Torah, rapper formerly known as Shine, Moshe Levi, right here.
I want to say shalom right now in Jerusalem with very well-known man, the rapper Shine, also known as Moshe Levy, and I'm just going to ask him a couple of questions. He's been in the Baal Teshuva now for 7 years, right?
Baal Teshuva for 12 years.
12?
Shomer Shabbos and really observing Orthodox about 7 years.
7 years. And what inspired you to come closer to God? Anything happened?
I mean, no, you know, I grew up an Israelite life, you know, the same way Moses, Yaakov, all of our forefathers, you know, had the most difficult lives, you know. Yaakov had to be a slave for Laban. His own brother tried to kill him. You know, they raped his daughter. You know, his youngest son, his favorite son, you know, was sold into slavery. You know, it's just always difficult for Am Yisrael. You know, Moses, you know, gave up being the Pharaoh to defend a Hebrew that was being taken advantage of and led the small nation against the biggest nation in the world. So that's what a Yid goes through. So me being a Yid, having a Yiddishkeit soul, you know, whenever I went through difficulties, you know, it was never to take drugs or, you know, it was never to take it out on other people. It was to turn to Hashem. And that's what a Yid does. He has to cry to Hashem. That's what they say in the time of Mashiach. You have to cry. The Israelites will cry to Hashem. So for me, that's what happened for me. You know, I was going through people dying left and right, you know, eating bread and sugar. That's how we ate, you know, because we didn't have anything to eat, you know, being the bastard child. You know, David was they thought he was a mumser. You know, David, his brothers used to sit in a different table and wouldn't sit with David Hamelin. David Hamelin from where the Mashiach comes. And one day his mother saw that and started to cry and told his mom, said, don't worry about it. You see, so for me, my entire life, I grew up going through the most difficult circumstances, and the only thing I ever felt could allow me to escape that was a divine force. You dig? And being a dude with a half a brain, you know, the only thing that ever made sense to me, you look at any other, you know, science, it all goes back to Judaism. You know, they say Abraham is the father of all religions. You know, so for me, I don't want to talk to the middleman. I want to talk to Hashem. I want to go straight to the boss. And that's what, you know, Am Yisrael has the luxury of doing. You know, so for me, all the difficulties I went through was always, man, listen, please help me. Divine force, help me. You know, my grandmother used to put me on the game and spit in my ear that, listen, what you're going through is nothing. Moses went through worse. What you're going through is nothing. David Hamelech went through worse. You know, read this, read that. And when you read the stories, you know, they don't register. And you're like, man, he really went through that? It's not, that's something I read in the book. But they really went through that. Because I really went through everything that Am Yisrael has gone through. It's documented in history. And Hashem has always delivered me. You know, that bread and sugar, man, tasted like, you know, a five-star meal. You did. The same way we sing, you know, for the third meal and sing during Shabbos, that's what Hashem used to give us. He gave us simcha, despite things being difficult and challenging. Because I know people that got $1 billion and they don't have the happiness that poor people who are filled with the spirit of the Shekinah had. You know, so again, for me, you know, I knew Torah without knowing Torah. You did. It's like the same way Yaakov and Abraham, you know, they knew Torah. Abraham, Avinu, his parents were idol worshippers. He grew up around nothing but idol worshippers, and he knew the Torah. He before it was given on the scroll. So it's the same thing with me, man. You know, I always knew Hashem, and I always applied those ethics. So when I was going through difficulties, when I was going through challenges, I knew the only way out was having a relationship with the Most High.
Would you say there's one particular event that really, you know, pushed you forward to do this whole thing? To come closer to God?
No, I mean, you know, again, my entire life was difficult. I would say the real turning point, you know, in that relationship, because again, you know, people have to understand, being a Yid, being an Israelite, being Jewish is not, you know, coming to Sabbath services or, you know, showing up for Rosh Hashanah or, you know, putting on a suit, wearing sisters or going pays. You know, being a Jew is having a relationship with Hashem, honoring that relationship, being loyal, like you got a contract. Adam HaRishon, you know, is a partner in the continuation of creation. That's some serious thing to register. You know, so for me, when I got shot when I was 15, that was the consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Ravin of Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. So for me, when I got shot, it was, you know what, no problem. That's what I have to go through. Please just get me through it. You know, I was a quintessential Israelite. Always, never, you know, it was no, all right, fine. This is what it is. This is the hand I'm dealt. How are we going to play this? How you going to let me win? Fine. They stacking the deck. They cheating. They got extra cards. Please, Hashem, how are we going to do this? I know I could beat him. I know I could defeat him. So when I got shot, that's what really let me know when my life was right there in my hands and let me know that the only way I was going to be able to get through life was through divine intervention. And, you know, obviously when you get shot, you retaliate, different things happen. And the fact that I made it through that entire situation, you know, I was dealing with some serious guys, man, some Goliaths, you know, some warriors. And the fact that I defeated them, little old me, you know, was proof of this relationship that my grandmother had been telling me to forge and that I've been forging myself. But talk, what is talk? You know, poetry is great, but life is better. You understand? So you got to live it in order for it to exist. So for me, I was saying, yeah, I want a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, the stuff Hashem is saying is true. Yeah, what my grandmother was saying is true. But when I really went through a situation where I could have forsaken Hashem when I got shot, that's when it became real. When I said, you know what, nah, man, I got to keep going with this faith. This faith is going to get me through this. And it got me through it. You know, a year after I got shot is when I got my record deal. You know, and I went from sleeping on my mom's couch, you know, to being a millionaire.
And, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming up on Thursday, and we'd like to change the news to Teshuva. Is there any one thing you'd like to do to come closer to God? One thing you want to take upon yourself?
I mean, you know, even me, you know, I have, you know, I'm from the line of David, so I'm just like, you know, my forefather, he was fired. David was fired. You know, he had a temper. They say I had a temper. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, my name, said Moshe had to work on that. So for me, you know, I think it's very, you have to be careful how you talk to people. Mm-hmm. Be careful how you treat people. You have to be very concerned with that. You know, because the reason we kosher is because, you know, depending on how we use this instrument called our mouths, you know, we can speak with the Shekinah. So you have to be very careful of the words that come out your mouth, because Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. So we are made in His image. So everything we say is very important. So you have to be careful of what you say to people. So that's one of the things I want to work on, what I say to people, how I say it to people.
All right, Mr. Moshe, it's a pleasure. Very happy to see you. I only wish you the best. And Shana Tova.
Shavua Tov, Shana Tova.
Moshe Levi, a.k.a. Shine Paul, right, performing known as Shine, yes, I.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw, and he said, I want to see what the redeemer's going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself. I'm
always and forever. Wisdom, wisdom. Yes, wisdom. Divine wisdom. Wisdom from above. That was Dennis Brown right there. Wisdom here on Rastafari Wisdom Wednesday. I'm Yadin. And here we have today's daily song, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Here today's daily song needs more. Nun hey. Nun hey. Nun hey. The Hebrew alpha numerics, the two Hebrew letters, non or noon, some enunciated for 50, and hey for 5, mizmor noon hey, mizmor non hey, Psalm LV. And the theme is treachery denounced. Today's daily psalm has a theme, chavarim, treachery denounced. For the chief musician, to the overcomer, la menatriach, be a negi note, bingi note, be a negi note, bingi note, be a negi note on string music, in string music, by way of string music, bingi note, be negi note, the negi note, string music, on in string music to say, be a negi note, bingi note, la menatriach, bingi note. Maskil is a maskil le Dawi, a maskil of David. You could say a golden composition. Well, that's the miktam right there. The maskil, we have sakal in the Hebrew for circumspection. I think it's in Psalm 47, round about verse 7, which says to give praise with a maskil, with understanding, overstanding. Also, we have this as an instruction, even in the King of Kings Bible, brought out, I think, as a timheret, sometime as a kine. But here, la menatziach, be a neginot, binginot, maskil le dawi. To the chief musician, for the leader, for the menatziach, from the natzach, for the overcomer, as we have within the New Covenant sense and in the other sense of the word, the overcomer, as in Revelation, he who overcomes. La menatziach, bi neginot, maskil le dawi. Hear, today's daily psalm, treachery denounced. Opening verse right here. Hazina Elohim, tefilati, we'ala tit alam, mita chinati. Give ear, O Elohim. Give ear, broaden the ear. Hazina Elohim, tefilati, to my tefillah, tefilati, my prayer. Hazina Elohim, tefilati. And hide not we'al tit alam. Val titalam, and hide not thyself. Don't hide yourself. Tita alam. Don't hide. It's very interesting right here because the tita alam at the root is the alam, where we get the olam, the forever sense. Very interesting sense here. One of the meanings of the poel, the verb right here, can be like to conceal, to hide oneself. But here in Dawit's Maskil, he says, "Wa'ala tit alam, val tit alam, mita chinati." Don't hide yourself from me, techinati, my techinati, my supplication, my asking for chen and chan, as you've been chana, asking for mercy, the chen, mita chinati. So the opening verse is the opening verse right here. His cry, his call out, his shout out. The Hebraic sense is not so much a boo-hoo-hoo cry, but it's like a shout out of distress. Hazina, brought in the ear, Elohim. So calling on the Elohim name, Hebraically, Judaically, we are able to decipher this must be either a praise of the creator attribute of Yahweh Eloheinu is Elohim, or a call upon the honor of the court, a call upon the judge, as the Elohim name Hebraically has two key significances as a title, and we say attributional title of the creator in the creator aspect and in the judgment aspect. In other words, you created it. We signify Yahuwah's Elohim, and you judge it. You are the true judge, the Elohim name. Hazina Elohim Atifilati. So we know this is a judgment song, even by the key use of which, you know, attributes, right, or title, right, of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Hazina Elohim Tifalati, Wa'alatit Alam, Mita Chinati, give ear, O Elohim. So in the Hebraic sense, this would be to say, give ear, O Creator, Judge, to my prayer. Oh, give ear, O Elohim. Oh, give ear, O Creator, Judge, to my prayer. Ha'azina Elohim atifalati, and hide not thyself, wa'ala tit alam, from my supplication. Me, mita chinati, from my supplication. Treachery denounced. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Hey, Mizmor Nun Hey. A man who had been betrayed by a close friend. Friends, how many of us remember that tune right there? Well, a close friend, right, had betrayed a man, and here we have a man who had been betrayed by a close friend, opens his heart in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in this intonation, word, sound. The victim, he had been the victim of base, of down low and dirty, treachery. He turns to Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, in supplication. He pleads, you know, like in court, how do you plead? He first pleads for his help, for his guidance and protection, but his help. Then he describes, you know, he gives a sit rep. You know, he gives a sit rep. He describes his situation and the situation. He gives a sit rep. And finally, asserts his conviction that Elohim will intervene. This is an overview here before writing up in the verse by verse, the versicles of today's daily psalm according to royal order, just getting an overview. So we have here, going with the general theme, treachery denounced. A man had been betrayed by a close friend, so he opens up his heart in this psalm, in this chant. He rides with this chant right here, this mizmor here. He had been the vic, right, in the sense of the victim of base, of down low and dirty treachery. He turns to Elohim in supplication and supplicating, calling for grace, calling for mercy. First of all, he pleads now as he enters into the court for his help, for the help of Yahuwah Eloheinu, for the help of the judge. Then describes his situation, gives a sit rep. And finally, he asserts his conviction that Elohim will intervene. So here he prays, as Robeinu Yeshua says, to pray and not to doubt. You know that he has already heard and even has already answered. So in his final assertion, he asserts his conviction that Elohim will, no ifs, ands, will intervene. Now, according to the ancient Yehudi and Judaic tribe, this mizmor, the psalm, is connected here with Absalom's rebellion, right? With this rebel line, with Absalom's rebellion, and along with the quote familiar friend. All right, you get this? There's a familiar friend, right? A familiar friend. So his own son here, because of other psalms where Absalom, the son of David, you know, and a familiar friend had concocted a coup. This is a coup attempt right here, right? And it seemed to be pretty successful. But here, the tradition connects the psalm with this incident, right? And the familiar friend who is mentioned in verse, KJV would have it verse 13, but in the Hebrew, it's verse 14. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my companion, and my familiar friend. Next verse says, we took sweet, sweet counsel together. You know, this is our closest friend was. In the house of God, we took sweet counsel together. In the house of Elohim, we walked with the throng. So there's a familiar friend. This familiar friend, according to the traditional interpretation, as well as according to the Hebrew scriptures, we find his name to be Achitophel. Achitophel. Interesting that Achitophel can be brought out as my foolish brother, brother of foolishness, in a sense. Achitophel, one whose name Achitophel. In the Targum, we also have this in the Perkei Avot, the ethics of the patriarchs or the ancestors, the Perkei Avot, the ethics of the fathers, right? Now, some of the details, it is alleged by some, right, do not support the identification. And these are some of the reasons that they give for lack of support. The speaker has not, as happened with David, been forced to flee from his home. So within the Davidic incident, David was forced to flee. He chose to flee. The situation was such that the best thing to do was to flee, right? So David was forced to flee from his home. But here, the speaker rather wishes that he could escape from the city. This is why some would say, well, it's not connected to that incident, but very much you can see the incident within the song. See, his home was the center of the city, because David at that time was Melech, was king, when his son rose up against him, right? So fleeing from his home and fleeing from the city as a speaker in the psalm, which is a psalm of David, Maskila Dawit. But we're just showing some of the reasonings before we even begin to reason on this and hopefully, you know the truth for ourselves. On the other side of the reasoning or argument is this concerning today's daily psalm. The doubt some have respecting the identity of the traitor. So we know this is a Maskil of David. But who is he speaking about? Who is this familiar friend? So the doubt respecting the identity of the traitor does not seriously militate against the ordinary view of the date and the occasion of the psalm. If we suppose that it belongs to the period immediately before the outburst of the conspiracy, when David was still in Jerusalem, but seeing the treason growing daily, day by day, this treason, it grew bolder and bolder, and he was already beginning to contemplate flight. So there's two opinions, right, of this based on the content of the psalm, that it connects with the incident of Absalom's rebellion, along with his familiar friend, one named Achitophel, right? Others say, well, no, that is not the right interpretation, because what happened to David, he was forced to flee from his home, and the speaker here seems to wish or desire to escape from the city, even the bloody city. But when you read further within Shemuel, Samuel, you'll recognize that both are true. He fled from his home. His home was the city Zion, which is part of Jerusalem. But therefore, the other side of the argument brings forth a good counter argument right there. But hopefully ones and one can study here and get to know the truth for themselves. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, double wise. Yes. Here on the Bloody City Dub. Yes, sir. Dennis Brown, Bloody City Dub. Yes, 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 yes.
Psalm 55.
Mizmor Nun He. Lamnatseah Binginot Maskil David.
Give ear to my prayer, O God. And hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise.
أريد بسحي وأهيمة 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 وأهيمة.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast in, 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 for they iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh that I had wings, oh that I had dull, 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 that I had. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, trust in thee, trust in thee, trust in thee, trust in thee. Trust in me, 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 trust in me.
Shalom Chaverim, for lo, because it's the Talmud Tehillim, the study of the praises. We study the praises. We gave the treachery, denounce this overview. This prayer that we have right here in today's daily psalm, daily psalm, daily psalm, daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. This maskil, maskil, maskil brings out this word in the HSV, in the Negusa Negesa Turgum, or the Targum of the King of Kings. We have this as your Dawit Timheret. Timheret, Ethiopically, is the word teaching. In the Hebraic, we have Talmud, right? Talmud, the word Talmud, the word for disciple, Talmud, Talmid, Talmudim. Talmudim, disciples, and Talmid is a disciple, is a student, right? So we study to shew I and ourselves approved. So we have a prayer right here for the destruction of the treacherous, also themed in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Hebrew Psalter, as treachery denounced. To get an overview here, we have a Psalm of 24 verses in the Tehillim. In the KJV, there are 23 verses, and the difference there is that the superscription that reads to the chief musician on Niginot, Maskil, a prayer of David, is included as a verse, a verse, a verse, a verse, Hebraically speaking. So that would be the first verse coming from the Hebraic, the Hebrew point of view, coming from the Sefer Tehillim. right? The Sefer Tehillim, coming from the book or the cipher of the songster or the psalm, the Tehillim Kabarim. So what we have right here is today's daily psalm. It's an overview. We know this is treachery denounced. It's a prayer right here for the destruction of the treacherous to the chief musician on stringed music. Lam natzeach, bingi note, bingi, bingi, right? Bingi note, bingi note, bingi note, with stringed music. Yes, we're emphasizing that, bingi, yes, I, Rastafari, bingi note. Benigi note, right? Mamarinya, we have the begena, the begena, begena, the harps, the Ethiopian harps of Dawit, of great King David, the harps, right there, stringed music, the stringed instruments, the stringed music, it's a maskil, contemplation of Dawit, to the director among hymns of contemplation, two of Dawit. Now, we have a few Selahs right here. We'd like to go through this with up to the Selahs. Take that pause, right? Selah, pause, right, for the cause. Let's begin off right here. Today's daily psalm, the first part of it, from verses 1. We're going to refer to the KJV, since most ones and ones have the KJV to refer to. From verse 1 to verse 8. Verse 1 to verse 8. Right, now we have a Selah at verse 7. All right, let's emphasize that Selah, that pause, right? Selah, pause, all right? So the first part is his cry of distress, his cry. Not so much just a boo-hoo-hoo cry, but it's like, joy, right? That call, that shout, right? That cry of distress, that cry, that shout for victory, for freeness from trouble and tribulation. Beginning off here, the cry of distress. Ha'azina Elohim tiflati ve'alatita alam mitachinati mitachinati. Give ear to my prayer, O Elohim. Give ear, ha'azina Elohim. Give ear, O Elohim. Give ear, O Elohim, ha'azina, broaden the ear. Extend forward the ear, broaden the ear. Ha'azina, Elohim, tifilati. Tifilati, tifilati. Remember we went through Palal? Went through Palal for the August, was that August 20th? Right, Rastafari Minyan Monday, the Ministry Monday. Went through prayer, Palal, Falal. What is prayer? It is speaking to the highest Elohim. Right, in the innermost of the innocence, ha'azina Elohim tiflati we'al tita alam mitachinati mitachinati. Give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, for you should not overlook. You should not overlook wa'al tita alam. Tita alam mitachinati. You should not overlook mitachinati. You should not overlook my supplication. My supplication. You should not overlook my supplication. Next verse. Hakashiba. Hakashiba. Attention. That's what it says. Attention. Atenuhut. Hakashiba. Attend, give ear, be attentive, give ear. Hakashibali, give heed to me. Wa anani, wa anani, and answer I. Arira be shechi, be shechi, be shechi, we ahima, we ahima. I am restless. I am restless in my complaint and am surely distracted. KJV says, attend, attend, attention, hakashivali, hakashivali, attend to me. And here I, on the Hebrew, where a nanny, where a nanny, where a nanny, and answer I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. I mourn in my complaint. Arir, slika, slika, arid. Arid, I said arir, slika, arid. Digna, again. Hak shibali. Hak shibali, attend to me. Wa enemi, and answer. And answer me. King James Version says, and hear me. But literally, wa enemi, and answer me. I mourn in my complaint. Arid, be sihi. I am restless in my complaint. I mourn in my complaint. KJV says, and make a noise, and am surely distracted. We're ahima. Take heed to me and listen to me. I was fretted. I was fretted in my meditation. Be sihi. In my meditation, and was distracted. All right, so it has here, and make a noise, and was distracted, right? Was disturbed. I was disturbed. Now here, the sense of distraught. I am distraught in my complaint. The Talmud has a translation. I'm distraught in my complaint, and will moan, and make a noise, right? And was distracted and was disturbed. The Hebrew verb, it describes the restlessness of his mind and body and makes it impossible for him to maintain silence. His agitation, his agginess, right? The treachery denounced, right? He's given a prayer right here for the destruction of the treacherous. Right, these treacherous ones and ones. So his agitation must find an outlet in sound. Word sound and power. As with one who mourns in physical pain. Ever had some physical pain where you didn't want to say nothing, but you just had to let it out. In fact, and letting it out actually made it better. And even just letting it out. You know what I'm saying? It made it better. Moving forward. Next verse, we rehearse verse 3 right here. Mikol Oyev. From the voice of the enemy. Because of the voice of the enemy. Mikol Oyev. Mipnei Aket Rasha'a Ki Yamito Alay Awin Ube Af Yis Temuni. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the ratchet, the pressure of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. What did KJV read? King James says, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression, the downpression of the ratchet, rephrase, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate. From the voice of the enemy, and from the affliction of the sinner, for they turned aside against me for lawlessness, and in anger they displayed anger against me. Mikol Oyev Mipnei Aket Rasha'a Ki Yamito Alei Yawin Ube Afa Yis Temuni O be'af yistemuni, they bear a grudge against me. The voice, Mikol Oyev, voice of the enemy with slanders, with trolls and slanders. and threatens him and threatens I-9-we, the oppression, the downpression. Now, there's a rare Hebrew word here that conveys the idea of crushing pressure, right? That pressure, that akat, mipnei akat, the akat, right? The akat, mipnei akat, because of, or really, in a sense, from the face of that pressure, crushing pressure. They cast mischief, right? They cast iniquity. Some translators cast iniquity. They cast mischief. They heap one evil plan after another, upon him, upon I and we. They cast iniquity, right? They cast iniquity upon me, for they cast ki yamito alei awein u be'af yisa temuni against me. Next verse, verse 4. Libi yachil. My heart is in anguish, My heart doth writhe, does twist and turn. Yachil, libi yachil. Bekirbi, in me. My heart doth rise within me, within I. My heart does twist and turn within I. We emot maveta naflu alai. And the terrors of death, mavet, mawet, mut. And the terrors, we emot maveta, the terrors of death, naflu. They have fallen, naflu, they've fallen, alai, upon ai. My heart is disturbed within me, and the dread, the emot maveta, the dread of death fell upon I. My heart is sore pained, KJV says, within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon I. The terrors of death, this phrase here, the emot mavet, the emot mawet, the emot mot, terrors of death. The text signifies more than the fear which is associated with death and expresses the thought of death in a horrifying form. When that horror of great darkness has fallen upon Jassid people, the terrors of death are fallen upon I, even I and I and I and I and I. Next verse, verse 5. Fear and trembling, yirah wa ra'ad, yirah wa ra'ad, ra'ad, the radim. We have that in the Ethiopic, ra'ad, trembling, yirah wa ra'ad, ya bobi. Fear and trembling come upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. Fear and trembling came upon I, and horror has overwhelmed me. Wate kaseni. Palatut have covered I with disillumination, with darkness, have come upon me, are entered. The Hebraic sense right here is are entered, yabo be, yabo, come be into me. That is upon I, alai, upon I, but be, right, v, in I, in me. This is Yirah wa ra'ad, yabo bi, wa tekaseni palatut, and horror, the horror
even that horror of great darkness in these 400 years. Look at that prophecy in Genesis chapter 15, this horror. Right? Come upon I, enter into I, and take possession of I. Fear and trembling coming upon I and into I, and horror hath overwhelmed I. This is the same language we have in Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 7 and 18, Habarim. 7 and 18, Habarim. Moving forward, 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 ever, right, to verse 6. Verse 6 of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 55, verse 6. Wa Omer, Wa Omer, and I said, Wa Omer, Wa Omer, and I said, Mi yiten li eber tayona, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. But in the Hebrew, right, we know this expression because this expression has come into a popular use. Right, it's just in the Western Gentile Church, and we can say Christendom, and from the KJV, King James Bible, this particular verse here is a key verse here in verse 6. And I said, Wa Omer, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. Wa Omer, mi yitain li eber kayona aufa. Aufa with Eshkona. But in the Hebrew we have me, me. Me is to say who? Me ten li. Who shall give to me? Who will give to me ever kayona? Who will give to me wings like a dove? Kayona, yona. Like Jonah, Yonah, the dove, even the pigeon dove. Who will give me wings like a dove? Who will give me wings like a dove? Like a question, me, Yitain Li, Eber Kayona. Who will give me wings like a dove? Aufa, 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 wolf, bird, Aufa. Then I would fly, I will fly, Aufa, with Eshkona. I will fly Weshkona and be at rest. And I said, some interpreter says, why should he not give to me? In a sense of the Hebrew can be, why should he not give to me? Me etain li, why should he not give to me wings like a dove? Eber kayona, eber kayona. And I shall spread out, like spread out my wings, and I shall rest, be at rest. In the Koine, the LXX, it brings out that, the Septuagint right there. But here, the dove, the Yonah, even with this season, even with this season of Teshuvah leading to the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and even with the reading of Jonah connected with the Day of Atonement as well. So here we have Kayona. Kayona, like a dove, a dove. A dove makes its home in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the cliff. We have this in Canticles, or Song of Songs, Shir HaShirah Sharim, right? Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14. Away from human habitation. The Yonah, the dove, is away from human. He's saying, I had enough of men and people. Who could give me wings like a dove? Me eternally. And I said, Wa Omer, me eternally. Eber Kayona. Aufa, where? Eshkona. Then I would fly away and be, I would fly. You know, we use that language and say, I fly. I was like a bird. I did like a bird, right? Don't we use that language? Oh, did he really literally fly? But you get the meaning, right? Unless you cray cray, right? And be at rest. Here where he says, Eshkona, Shakan, Eshkona, and be at rest. Eshkona, and dwell. Eshkona. We have Eshkona. It says to dwell in, right? To dwell, to be at rest, to dwell. I will fly away, right, and be at rest, right? I will fly away and be at rest, to dwell. Eshkona, weshkona, weshkona, aufa, 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 Ha'ufa, I would fly, Weshkona, and dwell in quietness and security. Dawid, and we long for a calm life, which he and we was denied. This was denied him because his sense of duty. Because of his sense of duty, he could have flew away from there. Like, I know we could just go forward, right? But his sense of duty, doing his duty as Melech, as king, it compelled him to remain in the capital. So he fled only when a violent death. Dawid only fled when a violent death. It got so bad that it was a violent death. All sort of conspiracies, creeping coups. Right, against that divinity, right, in the majesty of David, right, and the greater David, the greater son, yes. So this is when he decided to flee, but it was his sense of duty, right, his sense of duty. He could have had a, you could say, a good life, in other words. You know, like some of us could have chose to do other things, still could choose to do other things. We don't really have to do this if we know these things, but we recognize our duty, right, and do your duty, right, doing your duty. Yes, yes, yes. Verse 7 right here, coming up to the Selah pause, right? Hine arhik nidod, behold, look and see, lo, then I would wander far off, connected with the same idea, I would fly away and be at rest. A'ufa, where eshkona, hine arhika nidod, alin bamidbar selah, pause. Behold, I would wander far off. Arhik nadod, arhik ruk far, arhik nidod, like nod, like nod, like the land of nod, right? I would wander far away, arhik nidod, alin bamidbar selah, I would lodge in the wilderness, bamidbar, I would lodge in the wilderness, KJV says, and remain in the wilderness, Selah, behold, I was far off, being driven into exile, and was lodged in the wilderness. Lodge in the wilderness, to lodge. Alin Bamidbar. He would gladly exchange the luxuries of the palace for a bare, simple tent in solitude, in Horeb. In solitude, in that silence, that serenity, that solitude of the desert, of the midbar, of the wilderness. Now the Selah, it occurs rather unexpectedly at the end of the verse, but it deepens the sense of still repose by a prolonged instrumental, right? The instrumental interlude. Selah. Pause.
Selah. Selah. A little Selah right here. Pause. But first this right here. Here.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here.
And here, instrumental, the Hebrew dub wise, today's daily song. Bloody City right here, Dub Wise, they did a song 55.
Mizmor Nun Hei.
המנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד. האזינה אלוהים תפילתי, ואל תתעלם מתחינתי. הקשיבה לי וענני, אריד בשיחי ואהימה. מכל אויב מפני עקת רשע, כי ימיתו עליי אבן ובאף ישתנוני. ליבי יחיל בקרבי, ואמות מוות נפלו עליי. יראה ורעד יבוא בי, ותחסני פלצות. ואומר, מי ייתן לי עבר קיונה, עופה ואשכונה. הנה ארחית נדוד, אלין במדבר סלע. אחי שם נפלט לי, מרוח סועה מסער. בלע אדוני פלג לשונם, כי ראיתי חמאס וריב בעיר. יומם ולילה יסובבוה על חומותיה, ואבן ועמל בקרבה, אבות בקרבה, ולא ימיש מרחובה, תוך ומרמה. כי לא אויב יחרפני, ואשא לא משנאי עלי הגדיל, ואסתר ממנו, ואתה אנוש כערכי, אלופי ומיודעי, אשר יחדיו נמתיק סוד, בבית אלוהים נהלך ברגש. ישי מוות עלמו, ירדו שאול חיים, כי רעות במגורם בקרבם. אני אל אלוהים אקרא, ואדוני יושעני. ערב ובוקר וצהריים, אשיחה ואהמה, וישמע קולי. פדה ושלום נפשי, מקרב לי, כי ורבים היו עמדי. ישמע אל ויענם, ויושב קדם סלע, אשר אין חליפות למו, ולא יראו אלוהים. שלח ידיו בשלומיו, חילל בריתו. חלקו מחמאות פיו, וקרב ליבו, רקו דבריו משמן, והמה פתיחות. אשלך על אדוני יהבך, והוא יכלכלך, לא ייתן לעולם מות לצדתי. ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך.
Woe be unto the bloody city that's filled with lions representing.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Far away from, far away from.
Yes. Pick it up on today's daily psalm, Psalm 55. Seeing treachery denounced. Picking up right here with verse 8 Hebraically. Yes, sir.
Tisha miflatli meruchi sa'ah misa'ar. I would hasten to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and tempest. I would haste me to a shelter. I would haste me to the shelter, to a shelter. Today's daily psalm after royal order. All right, according to the royal order,
All right, after the order of Melchizedek, we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 55. And picking up here after the Selah, the pause, the unexpected somewhat pause. All right, after the pause for Jacob, he says, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. The stormy wind and the tempest, the turmoil which rages in the city, the turmoil which rages in the cities. Now, if we look at Revelation and the prophecy, it says that all the cities are like that city, that great city, so great that it has been named twice. Babylon is fallen, it's fallen, New York, like all the cities in the world. And it says that the cities of the nations, right, the cities of the nations, they fell. So it's coming out, right? Come out of her, right? My people. This is all connected with what we have in verses 6-7, right? And here at verse 8. So he says, Wa'omer, mi yitain li eber kayona, a'ofa, we're eshkona, hine arhika nedod, alim bamidbar selah. Pause. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Who me yitain li? Who will give to me ever kayona? Wings like a dove? Ar ufa, I would fly where eshkona and dwell and be at rest. Hine, behold, look and see, here it is. Arhika nedod. Then would I wander far off. Alim bamidbar, I would lodge bamidbar in the wilderness. Selah, pause. That pause, the Selah, occurred somewhat unexpectedly at the end of the verse, but this helped to deepen the sense of still repose by a prolonged instrumental interlude. Remember, this is the maskil, contemplation. And picking up here after the Selah, Achisha, Husha, make haste. I would hasten my escape. Miflat. I would hasten my escape. May ruach from the spirit, from the wind, so'ah, the stormy wind, from the wind, the breath, we can say the breath or the spirit of the storm. May ruach, so'ah, mi sa'ar, and from, right, and from the tempest. This is the stormy wind and the tempest, the turmoil that's raging in the city that has become the shitty. Remember, this is treachery denounced. And we can compare this, what happened to great King David here, with the godless and creeping coup against Negusinagese, Ethiopia. The godless and creeping coup, 1974, 75, Addis Ababa. How was that city, like the city of David, treachery denounced? It's a prayer for the destruction, the deconstruction of the treacherous. So that right there, verses 1 to 8, actually ends a certain section, right? Which says, I waited for the one delivering me from faint-heartedness and the gale, from the stormy wind and the tempest. May ruach so'ah mi sa'ar. That's one section right there. Now picking up with verses 9 to 15, the denunciation, to denounce the treachery and the treacherous, denunciation of his betrayer, Bela'ah Adonai Peleg Lishonam confuse, sink them, swallow them. Bela'ah, Bela'ah, Adonai, Peleg, Lishonam. Confuse, O my master, divide their tongues. Sink them, O Yahweh, and divide their tongues. KJV says destroy. O Lord, destroy Adonai. O Adonai, destroy and divide their tongues. Destroy and divide their tongues. Ki Raiti, for I have seen Hamas. Ki Raiti Hamas. I've seen Hamas. Have you seen Hamas? I've seen violence. I've seen Hamas. Ki Raiti Hamas. I've seen violence. We Ribair. We Ribair. I've seen violence and strife. We Rib and strife. Ba'ir, in the city. Sink them, O Adonai, and divide their tongues. For I saw lawlessness and dispute. It's interesting, this word, reeb, to plead. Also the legalistic connotation, right? People are very legalistic, reeb, 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 disputing in the city. That's what he has seen. He says, Bela'ah. Bella Adonai Pelega Lishonam. Confuse, sink them. Bella ah, swallow. O Adonai Pelega Lishonam. And divide their tongues. Why? He says, ki, for, because ki raiti Hamas. Because I saw, I've seen Hamas, violence, weriba'ir, in the ayeru, in the atmosphere, in the ear, in the city, in the city. So what we have here is recollection of the unjust, the unrighteous treatment. Lo tzedek, no justice treatment received from a bosom friend rouses him to righteous indignation. And his language here, this is some bitter Hebraic language. It grows bitter. This person has been the instigator of men who plotted against him, and he begs that Elohim, that the judge will give him and them their deserts. Quote, but the vehement prayer right here, which bursts from the psalmist and I and we lips, is not that the men themselves should be destroyed, but rather that their machinations, that their schemes, that their conspiracies may be overthrown in their face. Man sees his hopes, his aspirations, may it crumble and tumble, crumble for them. Bela'ah Adonai, Bela'ah. Adonai, Peleg, Peleg, Lishonam, Peleg, Lishonam, divide their tongues, swallow them, sink them, Bela'ah, 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 to eat, to swallow, sink them, Bela'ah, Adonai. Destroy is the translation. Also confuse, oh, Adon, Adawan, Adawan, Ani, my, Adonai, divide their tongue, Peleg Lishonam, destroy, confuse. He may have had in mind the story of Babel. Babel, Babel, right? Babel, confusion, Babel, the gate of God, Babel, that came and was turned into confusion, Babel. And he asked that Elohim, here he asks Adonai. He calls on a mercy, right? Adonai, oh John Hoy, Adonai, should break up their unity, their faux unity, by dividing their counsels, and so throw them into confusion. Bela'ah, Adonai, Peleg Lishonam, Peleg Lishonam. Confuse their tongues. ki raiti hamas weri ba'ir. Verse 10. We have verse 10. Verse 10. Yomam wa leila, day and night. Yomam wa leila, day and night. Yesobabuha, they go around her. Yesobabuha. Someone say, but yesobabuha, they go round her. Allah Chomoteha, Allah Chomoteha, they go about her walls. Allah Chomoteha, where Awin, where Avin, and iniquity, where Amal, where Amal, and mischief. This is a very ancient Ethiopic term, Amal, Amal. It means to be moody. Somebody has a bad disposition, like an unruly, untamed horse or animal, like a moody person. Mischief. Where amal? Bekirbaha. Are in the midst of her. Come out of her, my people. Yomam wa leila yisobebaha yisobebuha Allahumoteha we awin we amal be kirbaha. Day and night he shall encircle her upon her walls, and lawlessness and misery and bad moody mixed up moods and attitudes we amal be kirbaha are in the midst of her, and injustice. Lo tzedek, no justice. Lo shalom, no peace. They go about it. They go about her. Yesobebuha. They go like a watchman. Like a watchman. They are constantly on the alert to accomplish their evil. It's the evildoers are diligent. They are always on their game, their evil game, like a watchman. They are constantly on the alert to accomplish their evil designs. Yesobebuha. They go round and round and round. According to another Targum interpretation, the subject of the verb is the violence and the strife mentioned in the previous verse. The violence and the strife go round and round. You know, attack, revenge, and revenge, vengeance, and revenge, and retaliation, and back and forth, like they call the gang violence. You know what I mean? And the violence back and forth. Right? See, they go round and round and round and round about her. Right? Next verse. Let's move it forward. Hawot. Destruction. Bekirbaha. Destruction is in the midst of her. Havoc. Hawot. Bekirbaha is in the midst of her. Wolo Yamish. Mir chobah tok u mirma. Destruction is in her midst. Down oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets. You want to tell us about the streets? About the streets? It's very ancient. Y'all already circumnavigate, right? The end from the beginning. Wickedness, chaos, havoc. Hawot. Or repoint as havot bekirva is in the midst thereof, is in the midst of her, is in the midst of her. Willo yamish, and not depart. What doesn't depart? Merchoba from Rechoba, from her Rechob is streets. Rechob, Merchoba, her streets. Rechob, Merchoba, Tok, U Mirma, the talk, right? Deceit, do not depart. Depression does not depart. Deceit do not depart from her streets. Some translate iniquity also, mischief are in the midst thereof. KJV says deceit and guile depart not from her streets. Merachobah does not depart from her streets. And cease not from out of her squares, the Rechobah. Rechob is like the broad places, like Broadway, the broad places, right? The broad streets, right, is implied here, the streets, the broad places, the city squares, so to speak. Usury, right, and treachery. Usury and treachery, right? We have tok umirma. Tok umirma. The tok umirma, usury and treachery. Right, and treachery, or deceit and guile, according to some translation. Now, we have this wickedness is destruction. Hawot, or hevot, the havoc is destruction, headed for self. Right, we have this also in Psalm 52, roundabout verse 4. Perhaps havoc, hevot. Hevot, proper Hebrew, modern Hebrew, hevot. Hevot, hevot, havoc, havoc. Best it reproduces the meaning. Havoc. Havot. Havot is the havoc. The havoc. The kirbah is in her midst. Is in Babylon streets, the city streets, the city squares, is in her midst. But it was not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it the one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide myself from him. Verse 12. Ki lo oyeb yiharafeni we esa lo me sanayi alei ki gadil we esater mi menu. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. I could have dealt with that. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself big against me, against I. Then I would have hid myself from him with asater, mimenu. It was not an enemy. Ki lo oyeb. Ki lo oyeb. It was not an enemy. Yeharafeni, who reproaches me. It was not an enemy. Ki lo oyeb. Ki lo oyeb. Ki lo oyeb. Ki lo oyeb. It was not an enemy. In this and in the next verses, the tenses should be changed to the present. He heaps his reproaches upon an individual who is the prime instigator and, to make matters far worse, a trusted and an intimate friend. Friends, how many of us have them? My friend, ones you can depend upon. Right, so here we have, if an enemy berated me, then like I would have endured. And if the one detesting me, hating against me, spoke great words, I would have hidden from him. Wa'ata, 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 and you, and the I, wa'ata. And the I male, wa'ata enosh, wa'ata enosh. But it was you, a man, enosh, k'arki. It was a man, it was you, it was the I, wa'ata, it was you, enosh k'arki, a man, my equal. A man, mine, equal. But it was the I, a man, mine, equal. Alufi, 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 my aleph, my alpha, my companion. El Lufi, El Lufi, my companion. Yudai, 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 and my associate, Yudai, Yudai, my associate. But you, oh man, like-minded, a leader of mine. You're an alpha male like I'm an alpha male. So in the Hebrew we say, Alufi, Alufi, Alufi wa ata enosh ka erki, Alufi, Yudai, a like-minded, a leader of mine, my diviner, my associate, one who was in the know, Yudai, one who was in the know, mine equal, like my valuation, like my value, one of equal status as I, my companion, Alufi, an alpha man as I, Alufi, a leader, my companion, Alufi, whom I had constantly associated with the I. It was the I, wa ata. Next verse 14, Habrim, Asher, Yachdau, Yachdau, Nematika, Sod, Bebeit Elohim, Nihalek, Beragesh, Nihalek, Beragesh, we, who had sweet fellowship together, Asher, Yachdau, Nematik, Sod, Bebeit Elohim, Nehalek, Beragesh. We had sweet fellowship together, Yachdau. We walked into the house, in the house of Elohim, in the throng, in the crowd of people. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of Elohim in company. We walked to the house of Elohim, Nehalek, 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 Bebeit Elohim, Nehalek, Beragesh, who together you sweetened foods. It's an interesting sense. We had sweet, namtik asod, sweet fellowship, sod, yachdal, together. We walked in the house of Elohim in concord, in the throng, in company, beragesh. Sweet counsel together, or literally in the Hebrew, it has a sense of namtik, sweet sold counsel, yachdal, Asher, one who, yachdal, together, namtik sold, who had sweet namtik sold, that a secret counsel together, sweet counsel. Sweet secret counsel. There is a pathetic touch in the wording which reveals how deeply wounded the speaker is by this betrayal. They were so friendly, so close, that they shared confidences and went together to worship in the sanctuary, Bebeit Elohim. Nehaleka beragesh. Nehalek. We together tried it. We tried it together. Nehalek. Bebeit Elohim. Nehalek. Beragesh. In the throng, in the crowd, in the crowd of Jah people. Verse 15, Habarim. Yeshimawet. Yeshimavet, Yeshimavet, Yeshimawet, Yeshimawet, let death, Yeshimawet, let death, Alemu, Alemu, Yerdu Sheol Chaim Ki Ra'ot Ki Ra'ot Bimaguram Bekirbam Bekirbam. Let death come deceitfully. Come deceitfully upon them. Let them go down alive. Let them go down alive. Yirdu Sheol Chaim. Let them go down alive to Sheol. For evil ki ra'ot. For the evils are ra'ot. For the evils is in their dwellings. Bim guram. Bim guram. Bikirbam. In their midst. And let come death upon them. Yeshimawet. 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 Alemu. Let death come upon them and let them go down to Hades. Let them go down to the plot. Let them go down to Sheol. Yerdu Sheol Chaim. Let them go down to Sheol alive. For wickedness. Why? Ki ra'ot. For wickedness is in their sojourn. Is in the midst of them. KJV says, let death seize upon them. And let them go down quick into hell. Quick is not going out fast. Quick in the old KJV sense is going down alive. He shall judge the quick and the dead, the living and the dead. Let them go down alive to the anti-repatriation state, to Sheol, Yerdu, Sheol Chaim. Why? Ki Ra'ot. Why? For wickedness, in the sense, is wickedness is like evils, Ra'ot, Ra'ot. They got the Ra'ot. Evilness is wickedness is in their dwelling. Bim Guram. Bikirbam, and amongst them, in the midst of them, may he incite death against them. Yeshimavet, may he excite death against them. May he send death stealthily, deceitfully, secretly upon them, upon all of them, as they had done to others. They said traps. They caught others in traps. Let them get trapped. Let death trap them. Yeshimavet. 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 Yeshimot. Yeshimot. This is a traditional reading of the two words. The ketiv. The ketiv, right, it means made desolations. See, the ketiv of it, on a literal sense, it can mean let desolation come upon them, right? Let desolation, let them go down alive. Yerdu, yered, yered, to go down. Yerdu Sheol Chaim, let them go to Sheol Chaim. As happened with Korah's confederates, his accomplices, in Numbers XVI 30, in Numbers 16 and 30, such sudden and complete destruction is desired. It's not a spirit of cruelty, but as an assured mark of divine visitation. Let the divine visit them. All of them. All of them. Why? Because wickedness is in their dwelling. Ki ra'ot. Bim guram. Right? Bim guram. Bikirbam. Is in their dwellings. Is in their sojourning. And is in their midst. Like say in their heart. Right? Their heartless heart. Within them. There is no end. See, there's no end. Often, like in the translations, they have an and in the English. Well, you can see that "and" even in the KJV, that "and" is italicized, which is for wickedness is in their dwellings. The "and" is italicized. We'll be for wickedness in their dwellings among them. For wickedness in their dwelling among them. Bim goram bekirvam. Bim goram bekirvam. In their sojourn amongst them. No "and," there's no "and" in the Hebrew, which means either within them or in their midst, they live in an atmosphere of evil. They live in an atmosphere of evil. Now this right here, this portion of it, as we said, verses 9 to 15, denunciation in nouns and in pronouns, pronouncing them down. Denunciation of his and I betrayer. Denunciation. Denouncing them. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. Yeshimavet. Alemo. Yerdushiol Hayim. Ki Raot. Bim Gramna Bek Erbam. That brings us right here to verses. We have verses 16 to 21. Chabarim, Elohim, the Vindicator. Elohim, the Vindicator. Elohim, the Deity, the Divine, the Divinity, as Judge, as Shofet, as Dan, right, as the Danya, Janhai, Adonai, calling upon the Judge name, Elohim name. We pick up right here. So this is another section right here. And this section from verses 16 to 22 is recognized and referred to as Elohim, the Vindicator. Elohim, the Judge. The Divine, the Divinity, the Deity as Judge. Ani, says Ani. Ani, I. Sometimes it's translated as for me, but it's I, Ani, Ani, I, El, Elohim, Ekra, to Elohim, I, Ani, to Elohim, cried out, called out, Ekra, Kara, Ekra. Ani il Elohim ekra wa Yahuwah Yoshi'aini, and he who shall save me. Has listened, has heard I, shall save I, shall give I the victory, shall save I, give I victory. Yoshi'aini, both to save and to give the victory, so I and I be the victor over this treachery, over the betrayers, over the godless and the creeping cuckoos, the cuckoo. Here we have Elohim, where he says, Ani, in verse 16, Ani il Elohim. As for me, I will call upon Elohim, and the Yahweh shall save me. Wa Yahuwah Yoshi'aini, Ani el Elohim Ekra, Wa Yahuwah Yoshi'aini. Elohim is the deity, the divinity of his majesty, the divinity as judge, as shofet, as judge. Then we have the tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the Yahweh name. Here we have Ha-Elohim in his aspect of graciousness, he who be, we be, the Yahuwah, and mercy. He calls upon he who be, who he be. Verse 17, Ereb, Ereb, Waboker, Ereb, Waboker, V'Saharayim, V'Saharayim. Evening and morning and at noon. Ereb wa boker v'saharayim. Saharayim. And at noon. Say good afternoon. Saharayim. Saharayim tovim. Boker Boker Tov, good morning. Erev Tov, good evening. He says, Erev wa Boker wa Saharaim, evening and morning and at noon. Asicha, 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 we Ahem, we Ahem. I shall complain and murmur, Asicha, we Ahem. Vayishma'a koli, Vayishma'a koli. And he, who he be, and he shall hear koli. He shall hear my voice, evening and morning and at midday. At midday, I describe and report. I shall describe my prayer, in my communion, my communication to the good, to the source of I and I life. I describe and report, and he shall listen to my voice. Vayishma'a koli, vayishma'a koli, vayishma'a koli. Erev vaboker vesaharayim, asicha veahem, vayishma'a koli. He shall hear I and I voice. The evening and the morning. Evening is mentioned first. That's the rightful order we have in Bereshit, Genesis 1. As the beginning of the day, he says, complain and mourn. Complain and mourn, right? I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. It lives in KJV, right? In KJV, it says what? What it says in KJV? It says, I pray. Will I pray? That's interesting, the word we have right here, right? Asicha. Asicha. What is chabarim? Asicha. So here we are in verse 17, taking the KJV as the contextual context. Now we have another word here for pray. This is why we study. It's the word siach. 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 To put forth. This is prayer, not in the palal tefillah sense, but this is prayer in the siach sense. In the siach sense. Now, some translators says, will I complain? Will I complain? KJV, the King James Version says, will I pray? In Psalm 55, verse 17, will I pray and cry aloud? So the Hebraic, right, in the Hebraic, asicha, asicha, we ahem, asicha. So the prayer in this sense is the prayer which is a meditation, to put forth, to meditate, to iditate, to muse, to commune, to speak. In a sense, it can be in that sense to complain, to ponder, to sing. When we get to the prime root, it means to ponder, to meditate. That is by implication to converse, to converse. Converse with oneself. To converse with oneself. So when he says, asicha, I will complain. I'm conversing with myself. I'm pondering this with myself, and hence aloud, or in the transitive sense, to utter, to commune, to complain, to declare, to meditate, to muse, and in that sense, to pray the siach, right, of the 878-78, the siach, that's the root of this verb, asicha, asicha. I will complain, I will pray, I will muse, right? I will meditate and muse, I will pray, I will speak, I will talk with, I will meditate, I will consider, I will put forth thoughts, I will muse, I will meditate, iditate upon, I will study, I will ponder, I will complain in this sense, in this context. So it's not a boo-hoo-hoo, it's a deeper meditation, siyach, siyach, right? Asicha. Asicha, right? I will complain, or will I complain? KJV says, will I pray? So let's understand the context and nuances of prayer. Here it says, and cry aloud, from the H 1993. Hamma, hamma,
Hama means to murmur, to growl, to roar, to cry aloud, to mourn, to rage, to sound, to make noise, a tumult, to be clamorous, to be disquieted, to be loud, to be moved, to be troubled, to be in an uproar from the primitive root, to make a loud sound. Where a hemma, to make a loud sound like a hum, like the English in that old time Negro spiritual was a hum, mm, 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 to hum, to make, what is the word? Humma, to hum, where a hemma, to say, a siha, where a hemma. And he who be who he be will hear me. By implication, to be in a great commotion or tumult, to rage, to roar, to mourn, to clamor. Right, so let's overstand. But the root idea is to make a loud sound like the English hum. So that old Negro spiritual, so the Hebrew, right, that's in our soul. The Bible profile, so-called. Black and brown, lost, found peoples. That's where that old Negro hum, right, that hum, to distract, to ring again, to make a great noise, to hum, to murmur, to roar, to be discomfort, to be moved, to agitate greatly, to be in the uproar, You know, this is treachery. Remember we were speaking about someone he was close to, a friend. Right? A companion. Right? So here we have to just bring this out. But Jah has heard. See the Hebraic sense of that. Jah has already heard. I'm expressing what I need to express. Why Yishma'a Koli. But he has heard. This is the prophetic. What we have here is the prophetic perfect. The prophetic perfect. He has redeemed. Habarim, he hath redeemed. Here we're in verse 18 of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Pada, bishalom, he hath redeemed in peace. Bishalom nafshi. Mikarab li. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the karab, the krav maga, right? From the battle, which is against me. Ki berabim, for there are many. Ki berabim, hayu, many there be. Hayu, for there are many. Imadi. There are many who strive or who stand, who are ops, who are standing against I, making something armed, like pillars against I. There are many. Ki berabim hayu emadi. He shall ransom in peace my soul. Nafshi b'shalom. Pada b'shalom nafshi. Shall ransom in peace in shalom my soul from the ones approaching me, from the ones reproaching me, from the ones battling with me, this battle that was against me. Pada b'shalom nafshi mikarab li ki b'rabim hayu madi. For among many they were with me. For among many, they were with me. It's an interesting sense we have, but here's the key word. Once again, the prophetic perfect, pada. He has redeemed. He has already redeemed. He has delivered my soul. KJV says, he delivered my soul in peace from the battle. Mikarab, my God, mikarabli. From the battle that was against me. for there were many with me. Ki de rabi mahayu emadi. That's an interesting context here. But here the redemption is the prophetic perfect. He has already redeemed. He has already delivered me. They who came nigh. In other translations, he has redeemed my soul in peace so that none came nigh me. None could approach me. None could approach me to harm me. For they were many that strove with me, right, to accomplish their evil intentions. They could not. Labaco, but they couldn't approach. Do not approach, that strove. Not represented in the Hebrew sense, but some say it's understood from the context. One understanding from the context right here, right? But moving on to the 19th verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 55. Yishma'a, Yishma'el, Yishma'el. Elohim shall listen. Elohim shall hear. El shall hear. Where Yah'el name. Where Yah'el name. And answer. And answer them. Jah hears. He who be, who he be, shall hear. El. Elohim Chayel hears. Yishma'el. God, the true good, El, hears. Yishma'el. Where Yah'el name. We're Yah'el name, and answer them. With Yosheb Kedem, Selah. With Yosheb Kedem, Selah. Even the one who sits enthroned from the Kedem. Even Kedamawi, the one who sits enthroned from the Kedem. Kedamawi. With Yosheb Kedem, with Yosheb Kedem, Selah. Pause. Elohim shall listen and shall humble them. Answer them by humbling them. The one existing before the Ione, before from the ancients, from the first time, from the Kedem. Pause. Selah. He who is enthroned of old. Another reading has it. Elohim shall hear. And humble them. He will answer them. Where yet a name. Where yet a name. He will answer them by humbling them. Where yet a name. Where yet a name. Even he that is enthroned of old. Where Yosheb Kedem Selah. As king and judge. Note, the previous day's psalm was the fifth psalm. We had Melki Welohai, the king and judge. Melki Welohai, king, my king and judge, as the king and judge of the Olam, the world. The psalmist, David, and I, base I confidence, evidence on the past record. What does the record say of the divine judgments? The occurrence of the Selah, Selah, in the middle of a verse is uncommon. It is found also in the LVII 4. It's also found in Psalm 57, round about verse 4. So it would read in that sense right here, and we're going to honor that Selah pause, Yishma'el. Where Yah'el, where Yosheb Kedem Selah, El Elohim El Hayel El shall hear and answer by humbling them. Even he that is enthroned of old from the ancient, where Yosheb Kedem Selah, pause.
Bakadamawi. በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ
The whole place is due for
help, help, help. Today's daily psalm. Let's pick up right here. We pause at the Selah in verse 19. That Selah, that occurrence of the Selah, the pause. In the middle of a verse, though, it's uncommon. It's also found in Psalm LVII, Psalm 57, and round about verse 4. Right, from the Hebrew, so might be the next verse over, but find the Selah there. Selah occurring very rarely in the middle of a verse. And this is the verse 19. Yishma, Yishma'el, ve'ye'enim, ve'yosheb, Adam Selah, El Elohim shall hear and answer. And answer them by humbling them. Even the one existing, the one who is enthroned, he who sits enthroned from old, with Yosheb Kedem, from the Kedem, from the ancient, from the Ionis, the one existing before the first time, the one from the first time, from the Kedem. And we say Kedamawi, the first power from the Kedam Selah, pause.
Pause.
So we pause at that pause, right, in verse 19. Are we learning, my brothers and sisters, to study, right, to see how important even these verses, even a verse with a better understanding and understanding so we can have a better application, nine liberty, nine life, all praise be to the King of Kings Christ, Mishan Yeshua HaMoshiach. So we pick up here, after the Selah, we call this the 19b, right? So we have Psalm 55, verse 19b, right? The B part after the Selah, right? Elohim El shall hear and humble them. Even he, Hayel, or is it Hayel, Ha-El, El shall hear and humble them. Yishma'el, ve'ye'enim, ve'yosheb kedem,
Selah.
Asher, Ein, Asher, Ein. Know, for there is Asher Ein, Chalifot Lamo, for there is with them bargaining, right, or in another context of it, with whom there is no change, speaking about these and those, with lo Yaru Elohim, with lo Yaru. Yaru Elohim, and no respect, for they do not fear, they do not respect the judge, they do not respect Elohim, they do not fear, reverence Elohim. The usual translation, the KJV has a translation after the Selah in verse 19, so here's 19b, because they have no changes. Therefore, they fear not Elohim, such as have no changes. This is an ancient, obscure, somewhat obscure phrase. Asher ein chalifot lamo v'lo yaru Elohim, such as have no changes. Asher ein chalifot lamo, an obscure phrase. Something the most probable interpretation is that these men have enjoyed an unbroken series of successes with no setbacks and consequently are uninfluenced by the thought of retribution or divine judgment for their ratchet, their wicked action. They have no changes. Right? They don't change. They're firm in their way. They haven't had a setback until now, until to this day, all right? Some say the translation for there is no bargaining. With them, there's no bargaining. You can't reason. You can't reason. There's no reasoning with them, right? They don't respect Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true source. Shalach, shalach, yadayo, shalach, yadayo. He stretched out his hand. He has put forth his hand. Bishlomayo, bishlomayo, bishlomayo. He has put forth his hand against those, right, against those that were at peace with him. Chilel berito. Chilel, chilel berito. They have profaned. He has violated. He has profaned. Chilel, chilel berito. Berito, his berit, his covenant. He has profaned his covenant. See, before, this one he's talking about has betrayed him was a berit ish, a brit ish in the true Hebraic sense. He had a covenant. There was a covenant. But chilel, chilel la berito, he has profaned his covenant. He stretched out his hand and in recompensing, they profane his covenant. Shalach. Shalach yadayo bishlomayo, chilel brito, chilel brito. He has put forth his hand against them that were at peace with him. He hath profaned, blasphemed in that sense. He has profaned, chilel, chilel brito. He has profaned his covenant. He put forth, he has put forth, shalach, he has sent forth, shalach yadayu, he has put forth his hand. The psalmist's mind, and I mind, let this mind be in you. Again, it reverts to his treacherous friend, his traitorous friend, whom in his outraged feelings, he once more singles out for mention. In this betrayal, right? In this betrayal, he singles him out for special mention. When he mentions the profaning of his covenant, or what the Hebrew in the Hebrew, the chilel berito, the chilel berito, right? When he says the covenant, he profaned the covenant of friendship, the covenant of amity, the covenant of friendship. And this made his act, his ratchet act, the more despicable, the more abhorrent, the more disgusting. He has put forth his hands, bishlomayo, against those that were at shalom. Shalom also in the sense of that friendship, right? That friendship, chilel berito. He has violated the covenant. He's violated his covenant, because also his covenant. Chayku. Chalku mechemaot, mechemaot, mechemaot pio, 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 fio. The words of his mouth were smoother, chalku, like smooth stones, chalku, were smoother than butter. The words of his mouth were smoother, Maot, nechmaot, chmaot, chmaot, butter. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. O karab libo, o karab, karab libo, but war was in his libo, in his heart. But war was in his heart, but karab, karab. But war was in his heart. Smoother than cream. The butt in the sense of cream. Smoother than cream were the speeches of his mouth. But his heart was war. But his heart was war. Raku. Raku. Raku de barayo. Raku de barayo. Raku.
Debarayo. Some say Raku, Reku, Debarayo. Raku. His words. His words softer. Right? Softer. Mishemen. Mishemen. Than oil. His words were softer than oil. Reku. Debarayo. Mishemen. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Were hema. And they were hema. Patechot. Fatechot. Or fitechot. Fitechot. Right? And swords. Right? Now, some interpret it as the arrows. Right? Some version they have swords. Yet were they keen-edged swords. The Hebraic sense, yet they were drawn swords. He divided them into parts from the anger of his face and approached their hearts. Were made tender his words above olive oil, yet they are arrows. The Septuagint kind of brings out that kind of inner gnosis of the Hebrew, how the Hebraics understood these plain words in the sense that he divided them into parts from the anger of his face and approached their hearts. Were made tender his words above olive oil, yet they are arrows, smoother. We have this in 5 and 10, right? Psalm 5, remember 5? Psalm 5, they make smooth their tongues. Halku, halku. They make smoother, right? His heart was war. The heart and the war become identified as one entity in this particular verse here. Ukarab, ukarab libo, ukarab libo. Heart and war, heart, lib, lab, lib, libo, his heart, karab, karab, war, or drawing near, like kav maga, karab, approach. They become identified as one entity. Similarly, as we have in CIX, around about 4, CIX 4, in Psalm 109, CIX 109 and 4, where he says, I am prayer. I and prayer is one. I'm absorbed in prayer. I and prayer is one. So here, his heart and war, there's no difference. They are deadly weapons. They are drawn swords. Right? Fittechot. 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 To open, to cut. Right? Fittechot. Now here, at verse 22, it's a very, very important verse, even in the New Testament, in the New Testament sense. I wanted to show this right here, but you see, I think Peter quotes this verse right here, right, from Psalm 55, verse 22, right, in the KJV, it'll be 23, right, 23 in the Tehillim, but here, 55, 22, the Hebrew, let's touch on the Hebrew, right, Hashlek, 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 what's Hashlek? Hashlek, Al Yahuwah. Yehabika, Yehabika, Yehabika. Cast your burden. Hashlek al Yahuwah. Cast upon he who be al Yahuwah, upon he who be who he be. Yehabika, your burden. Cast upon he who be, we be, your burden, wuhu, wuhu, and he, wuhu, ye kal, ye kal, kal, ka, ye kal, kal, ka, ye kal, kal, ka, kal, ka, ye kal, ka, right, and he will sustain you, lo yitain, Lo Yitain, he shall not grant, right? He shall never allow, he shall never give, literally. Lo Yitain le'olam, he will not give forever to the Ion, to the Ioness. He will never give mot la tzadik,
Mot la tzadik. He will not give to be shaken. Mot. Mot. La tzadik. To the righteous. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Forever. Olam. Cast upon the Yahweh your anxiety. Your burden. The sense of your anxiety. Yehabika. And he shall nourish you. He shall not grant, shall not give to the ayom, to the olam, to the ayom, for a tossing about, to toss about, mut, la tzadik, right? For the righteous, the just, to be tossed about. So here, in the last two verses, we have 22 to 23 of today's daily psalm. The lesson of the episode. So the moral, right, the moral of the psalm, the lesson of this particular episode, cast thy burden, cast your burden, or cast hashlek upon he who he be, all Yahweh, Yehabaka, Yehabaka, cast upon he who he be, your burden, with who? And he, yekalikalaka, kaleka, kaleka, yekalikalaka, and he will sustain the eye. Lo yitain l'olam mota letzadik. He shall never allow the righteous to be shaken forever. He shall not grant to the ayon, to the forever, l'olam, for a tossing about letzadik. The tossing about of the righteous, the tossing about of the just. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Cast thy care, thy anxiety, Yehavaka. Cast your anxiety, thy care, upon Adonai, and he shall sustain the eye. We have 1 Peter 5:7. Have you read? Have you heard it read? Casting all your care, your anxiety upon him. For he who be who he be careth for you, careth for thee. We have 1 Peter 5:7. This is definitely a mantra, a protection for heart and mind. This particular verse right here in today's daily Psalm 55:22. Tell the evildoers, deuces, right? It's what Dawid and I say to them. This is the lesson of the episode. Cast thy burden. Cast thy burden. Cast upon he who be thy burden. Hashlek yehavika. Either an assurance, be show, for show, which he gives himself. Or some might say an exhortation or build, building up. Like when it says Dawid. Right, in another episode, he encouraged himself, build up, right, a build up to others to learn from his experience. He does not mean that Elohim removes the load. Some get this wrong idea, right? But he supports, he sustains the bearer of it. You know, like you might dread something and you recognize, champ. God, give me more than enough, because that mind, that change of mind. So this does not mean that Hashem removes the load, but supports, right, clears the atmosphere, the mental ear, so you recognize that in the eye you have more, in eye, right, it's greater than he who's in the world. You have the support to bear it, to bear it. This idea of the righteous never being moved, never, lo yitain, he would not give le'olam to the world or forever, interesting context to the world, forever, right? Mot, right? Not mot, mot is death, but mot, mot al-tzadik, right? He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. The constant boast of the evildoers, those who make a practice of perfect evil, the evildoers, is that they will never be moved. We have this in Psalm 10:6. Actually, actually, in reality, it is true only of the righteous under providence, under Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, Adonai, Almighty Provider, the providence, provider, he has already seen before. A less probable is the rendering some give it. He will not suffer the righteous to be moved forever. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. The idea of Olam to the Ion forever for Iva and Iva and Iva and Iva and Iva and Iva. Final verse here, Chabarim, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm according to royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 55. Weata, weata, weata Elohim, toridim. Weata Elohim, toridim. Liber, liber, shachat, anshe, damim. But you, but the I, w'ata, w'ata Elohim, but the I, O Elohim, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Shall bring them down, w'ata Elohim, tor. Toridain, you, he will bring them down. Liba'er shachat anshedamim, the men of bloodshed, the anshedamim, the wicked, bloodthirsty, menstruating men, the anshedamim, the men of blood, the anshedamim. Mirma. And deceit. They are men of blood, right? They are anshe of damim, of blood. U mirma. And deceit. They're men of deceit. The anshe damim, the anshe mirma. Lo yachsu. Yerehem ve ani. Ebetach. They shall not live out half their days. But I, Wehani, as for I, and I, Wehani, shall trust, shall be certain. The idea in the Hebrew, when we say like, Ebetach, I'm certain of it, I'm confident of it. I'm certain of it. In that sense of trust, I'm certain of it. For sure. Wa'ani ebetach bach. Ebetach bach. But I am certain in the I. Bach. Bach. I am certain. I trust. I am certain in the I. But you, Elohim, shall lead them down into the well of corruption. Men of blood and deceit in no way shall live half their days. Wa'ani. And I, but I, as for I, wa'ani ebetach bach, but I am certain in the I. Bring them down. He will bring them down. Toridain. Toridain. Yared, yared, wered. Toridain. He will bring them down, 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 down. He will bring them down. Liber, 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 liber. This is the idea of be'er, be'er, the well, shachat, a well of destruction, shachat, shachat. This is right. Bring them down. Thinking finally of retribution, right here at the fulfillment of today's daily psalm, treachery denounced. Thinking finally of retribution, he foretells the end of all the mischief, the bad mind, the mischief workers, not only of the betrayer, but of all the accomplices too, the accomplices with these terrorists against the righteous. This fate awaits them because they persist. They just do a wrong thing, and oh my goodness, and repent. No, they persist in their malicious designs. The Hebrew doctrine, what is the Hebrew Timheret here? Yadawi Timheret, the Talmud, right, for the Talmud disciples, the Talmud, the teaching. The Hebrew doctrine has consistently stressed the saving power, the Yeshuot, right, the salvation, the victory, right, of repentance.
of Teshuvah, of shoot, turn from the straight way to Yahweh. Go Yahweh. Going Yahweh, truth and life. Of which thought and emphatic expression is to be found in Ezekiel, XVIII 23, in Ezekiel chapter 18, 23. Now, here in the Hebrew it says, but thou, O Elohim, will bring them down into the nethermost pit. Men of blood and deceit shall not live out half their days. But as for me, I will trust in thee. The nethermost pit, rather the pit of the grave. Is the implication. Men of blood, the unshed, I mean, the men of bloods. It's not even one type of blood, it's just blood. Bloods. Men seeking blood of others. The would-be, the wannabe. You know, I got a lot of wannabe murderers. They want to be murderers. They're menstruating men. Right? Basically, they're menstruating men. They should not live out half the days. They should not live out half the days. Should not live out half the days. And we have the phrase right here, lo yechetsu, yechetsu, lo yechetsu, right? Live out that sense of not, no, lo, not yechetsu, shall live out half, lo yechetsu, ye mayhem, ye mayhem of their days, ye mayhem. They will not live out, lo yechetsu, not even half. As the mark of Jah's favor is length of days, so the sign of his displeasure is a premature death. The Hebrew is literally, they shall not have. They will not have their days. They will not have it. Lo yachitzu. Lo yachitzu ye mayhem. Lo yachitzu ye mayhem. They will not have it, even reach the halfway mark. Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu. XVII 11 in Jeremiah 17, 11, it says, in the midst of his days, which is literally in the half of his days, he shall leave them. In the midst of his days, he shall leave them. Where ani and I, and I and I and I, where ani ebetach, ebetach bak, ebetach bak. And I will trust, I'm certain, confident in the victory of good over the evil. In truth, the examination of the ratchet of the wicked is but the converse, the opposite of the reward and the exaltation of the righteous. The one is the necessary preliminary to the other. And the earth, be it remembered, this earthly plane, na fagat, right, be it remembered, is the stage upon which the psalmist and I expect to see the denouement of the drama of life, the vindication of Elohim's moral government, the moral theocracy of his majesty, the moral government of Elohim of the world. He and we accordingly hold to the conviction. Yes, we are convicted. Yes, we are convicted that HaElohim will do both. Condemn the ratchet, the wicked, and save the innocent, the tzaddik, the righteous, such as he will be who he be. Kabur lekalu, kabur demsu, kabur lehailu. Glory to word, sound, and power. Kabur leabinu, lemelkenu. Glory be to our Father Abuna, to our King Negusina. Kabur lekadamawi, chayla salasi b'shem Yeshua ha Moshiach. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity in the name of Yeshua. Einai victory ha Moshiach. Amen. Wa imru, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.